The following message is brought to you by George Lawson, Jr., pastor and Bible teacher with Baltimore Bible Church.
All right, for those of you who are here for the Q&A, unfortunately, we won't be able to take questions from the pews, so I'll be asking all the questions up here. First question is for you, Matt, and thanks for the message, and you could never wear out your welcome, just by the way. Number one, why should we think about training men in-house? You know, why shouldn't a church think about this as like, hey, that would be a nice add-on to our ministry, you know, stage four in the ministry, you know, maybe that's our like 10-year plan that we'll start training men. Why try to take something like this on right now?
There we go. Yeah, I think first and foremost, because as Paul said at the end of his message so clearly, training men in-house is not it's not an addendum. It's not even an option. It's an obligation. The Bible is clear that we have a responsibility as shepherds and as churches. Right. It's not just the shepherds. It's a full orb church that to come alongside men and raise them up. And so for me, first and foremost, I'm driven not by the idea of it or even the novelty of it. If it is a novelty, I'm driven by the command of Scripture that says this is what you must do. I feel compulsion driven by that. And then, of course, based out of that, not just the command, but the example in Scripture. Right. That's what Jesus did. Jesus didn't pour into everybody. Right. He took 12 men. He poured into them. Right. And then even within the 12, he poured into especially into three of the 12. Mm-hmm. And then, as you pointed out, George, in your message, it's exactly what Paul did. Right. He took along men with him, especially Timothy and Titus. And he poured into them. I mean, this is the model of Scripture. So we're commanded to do it. We see it's the model of Scripture. And not that this is the driving point, but it is an undeniable point. We have a need for it. Amen. As I was saying, the church is a mess today, in large part because men are being put in the pulpit who haven't been trained at the local level. And then to send them off to seminary, like you said, it's an incubator that is at best inaccurate for the full training of the man. You can finish alpha man in the seminary, but you can't really test and purify the man in seminary. That has to come in the local church.
Amen. Amen. Next question is for you, Paul. How are we planning to train men in the church? What does that look like? And what does it look like for a church to support that effort? So how are we training men, and how is the church participating in that effort to do that?
Yeah, I'll speak first just briefly to the curriculum that we have put together already for our Shepherds Institute. Basically, if you make it through our 3-year program, you will have done the equivalent of the first roughly 2 years of a MDiv seminary degree. So that's the way the curriculum set up. We have two tracks available for guys. If they want to take the classes for credit, they can come, do all the work, take the test, write the papers. You know, that's what we encourage guys who have think that they might have a calling towards ministry in some capacity. That's what we would encourage them to do. We also have a track where guys can audit the courses, which means come, participate, listen to the material, listen to the lecture, and participate in that way. And that will help them in their discipleship, whatever ministries around the church that they're participating in, even in their own home family life. So that's the way the curriculum is kind of set up. And the idea is that a guy could go through that time of proving and testing and training it within the context of his own local church with people who know him best. His own pastor knows him best, and his own people know him best. And so he can grow up in that way. If there are guys who are needing this finishing off, those would be the guys we send off to seminary. And even several seminaries have at least initially said, yeah, we would love to get your guys and even potentially give them credit for the courses they completed at the Shepherds Institute that would go towards their degree. And then for other guys who just go through the curriculum just to grow in their own usefulness to the Lord and continue serving as Sunday school teachers, small group leaders, disciplers, or elders, lay elders in the local church. That's the goal. And in terms of how the whole congregation participates in that, well, there are a lot of ways. Primarily prayer. You should be praying that the Lord would raise up shepherds. Mm-hmm. We live in a culture that is basically trying to completely emasculate young men, especially young Christian men.
Right.
And it is, you know, it is, we're talking about pandemics and epidemics. An epidemic in the American church today is a lack of strong young men growing up, which means young men, you need to be pushed harder and you need to accept that and receive that. Life's supposed to be hard. Get over it. Ministry's hard. You need to be trained for it. And if you haven't heard that yet, then you haven't been listening or somebody doesn't love you. But we need that in the church. We need young guys especially pressed into service, because times are not going to get easier. They're going to get harder. We see it. The Lord's even just giving us a warning of that and all that's going on now. You think it's hard to wear a mask and do a 2-hour church service? Yeah, that's kind of annoying. But wait till they, okay, now you're going to get arrested if you show up to church or whatever. It's going to get harder. It's not going to get easier. So we especially need men in the coming generations who are going to be able to hold the line. And you don't get to that point and say, where's everybody at now? Mm-hmm. You've got to start preparing for that now. So as churches, that's got to be our mentality. The congregation needs to be praying for that, serving in practical ways, setting up rooms, being patient with young men who are growing as shepherds, being excited, enthusiastic about the ministry, being okay when your pastor has to spend some extra time on the Shepherd's Institute that normally he would have been able to make a visitation call to your house or something like that. Be okay with that, knowing the entire church is sacrificing so that the next generation will be shepherded, and the one after that, and the one after that, and the one after that.
Sounds great. What kind of men are we looking to participate? And I know you've talked with us quite a bit with your own church. What kind of men are we looking for?
Yeah, so we're looking for faithful men because, again, the Bible drives everything we do, right? And that is exactly what the Bible says. Second Timothy 2:2 doesn't say find any man. Doesn't say find a man who's willing. Doesn't say find a man who breathes. It says find a faithful man, right? And that faithful man means a proven man, man who has proven himself faithful on multiple levels. And so we're looking for those men who absolutely have a desire to serve, have a conviction to serve, but they also have the character in the sense of they're faithful. They're faithful in their home. They're faithful here at the local church level. I've told our guys there's three levels to the discipleship at Belcroft. Level one is our men's ministry, our men's retreat, our men's Bible study, these things. If you're not involved at that, if you're not in our regular men's Bible study and proving faithfulness there, why would you sign up for something that's way more intense, way more convicting in the sense of you're going to be held accountable at a higher level? So show yourself faithful at that lower level first. And it's those men then that come out of that say, you know what, I want more. I want to grow more. I want to be used at a greater level for ministry by way of serving as a lay elder, teaching, deacon down the road. Maybe this is Lord preparing me for ministry. Then those kind of guys would go into level two or the Shepherd's Institute. At our church, you know, the elders will have to approve them. So I say it's a limited number of men. But those who are interested, I tell our guys, come talk to me, and then we'll decide and we'll work it out together to see if the Shepherd's Institute is right for you now or maybe right for you later and get you ready for it if you're maybe not quite there. Like for us, we have a number of young guys at our church that have young families. Listen, a lot of times you need to take care of that family first. You need to get your family in order. You need to be pouring into your wife and children. If you're not already doing that, that's priority. Get that figured out. Get that worked out before you start adding a whole bunch of other stuff to your plate. And if you've got that done, great. Let's move on.
Yeah, I just to piggyback on that, you may even want to, if you're married, ask your wife. And if you get an emphatic yes, you might have a problem. If you get an emphatic no, you might have a problem as well. But yeah, get some feedback on that.
Amen.
And just last question, when and where is this training going to take place? I've talked a little bit about how that's going to work out, but Paul, you want to kind of talk about some of the details on the training?
Yeah, there's this thing out there called Zoom. I know nobody's ever heard of it before. No, we're going to be linking up our three churches and the men taking classes on each at each church campus via Zoom. So we'll have one teacher who's teaching a specific course for the semester, And so in the spring semester, beginning in January, I'll be teaching a class entitled Sanctification and Shepherding Dynamics. So how do people grow and how do you help people grow? That's basically what the class is. It's kind of a gentle introduction into training life and some basics on how to disciple and shepherd people. It's a great introductory class to get you back in the swing of taking classes again. Also, it's a great introductory class to work with your elders to say, is this a good fit for me or not? So that's kind of why we've designed it at the front end of the program. That'll be on Thursday nights from 7 to 9 o'clock via Zoom. So I'll be teaching it live in Delaware. For the students here in Delaware, they'll come in and they'll listen to me live. And then other students will be able to either gather on campuses or gather individually. Your campus pastor, so that would be George here and Matt at BBC South, as I understand it's called now. Your campus pastors will have some specific instructions on how you can dial in. And then in addition to that, there will be a pastoral ministries class. We're offering every semester, we're offering a class called Pastoral Ministries for Men. Basically, that'll be a one-hour class with the pastor of your campus. George, Matt, myself will each do it with our guys on our campus, where we'll be talking about various things like philosophy of ministry, how to think through pastoral ministry, all the things. If you've ever been in a church where a new young pastor was there and he thought, well, this guy's sweet, but I wish somebody had taught him this, that, or the other, we're going to try to teach him this, that, and the other before they get out there and they're unleashed on people. So starting in January, Thursday evenings will be the one class, and then you can coordinate with your campus pastor for the timing on the pastoral ministries class. Does that answer your question, George?
Yep, that's great. If you have any other questions, you can come talk to me. You can talk to Brian Truschler. I'm not sure where he's at. I know he's around here somewhere. But he's helping us out with the administration for Baltimore Bible Church. And Matt, Pastor Matt as well, you can talk to him about your interest in that. But with that said, I know we need to get out of here. So let me close.
Pray for good traffic.
Yeah. Heavenly Father, we come before you, God, and Father, we just thank you so much for the partnership that we share together, for the like-mindedness that we all have, and Father, for the ways that we're able to contribute to each other's churches and partner together in ministering. Father, we thank you for the ministry today, and just getting to hang out with these brothers all day is just a blessing to me, and just being reminded of the truths that we're all committed to. Father, I pray for just good traffic and a safe ride to Delaware. Father, we pray for the church there and just a great ministry this evening with them. In Jesus' name we praise you and give you thanks. Amen.
Amen.
To hear other messages or to find out about upcoming events or where we meet for weekly church services, please visit us online at www.baltimorebiblechurch.org.